Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Ultimate Guide to Red Light Therapy by Ari Witten. MS presents an updated, practical overview of photobiomodulation, commonly called red light therapy, and how it is being used for health, recovery, and performance. Written for readers who want clear guidance rather than hype, the book focuses on how specific wavelengths of red and near-infrared light interact with human biology and what that may mean for energy production, tissue repair, pain, and inflammation. Witten draws on a large body of publicly discussed research in the field and translates it into decisions real people face, choosing a device, using it safely, and setting realistic expectations. This revised and updated edition emphasizes both the potential benefits and the common pitfalls, such as confusing marketing claims, poor dosing, or mismatched protocols. While it is not a medical textbook, it aims to function as a consumer and practitioner-friendly roadmap for using light as a non-invasive wellness tool alongside sleep, nutrition, training, and recovery strategies. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, how red and near-infrared light may influence cellular energy and repair. A central theme is the proposed mechanism behind red light therapy, often explained through photobiomodulation. The book highlights how red and near-infrared wavelengths are commonly associated with effects on mitochondria, the energy-producing structures in cells. In public discussions of the science, a frequently cited idea is that light can support cellular respiration and signaling, which may translate into better recovery capacity and resilience under stress. The author frames these effects as dose-dependent, meaning the same tool can be helpful, ineffective, or counterproductive depending on how it is applied. This section helps readers move beyond vague promises by connecting outcomes like reduced soreness, improved skin appearance, and faster healing to a biological rationale. Just as important, it sets expectations about variability. Different tissues absorb light differently, and depth of penetration is a practical constraint. By explaining the foundations in plain language, the book provides a mental model for interpreting claims, understanding why protocols differ for skin versus joints versus muscles, and recognizing why consistent, properly targeted use matters more than one-off sessions. Secondly, anti-aging and skin outcomes, collagen, texture, and realistic timelines. The book devotes significant attention to red light therapy for skin and visible aging, an area that has driven much of its popularity. It outlines how users and researchers commonly connect red light exposure with skin quality markers such as tone, texture, and the appearance of fine lines. Rather than treating anti-aging as a single promise, the discussion breaks it into measurable targets, supporting collagen and elastin processes, calming inflammatory signals that can worsen redness or irritation, and improving recovery from environmental stress. A key contribution is its emphasis on consistent dosing and patience, because cosmetic changes generally occur over weeks to months, not days. The author also addresses common mistakes such as using the wrong distance from a panel, overexposure in the hope of faster results, or relying on low-quality devices with unclear output. Readers are guided to think in terms of protocol design, session length, frequency, and positioning, plus complementary habits like sun protection, sleep, and nutrition. The goal is a practical plan that reduces guesswork while keeping expectations grounded in what the broader field suggests is plausible. Thirdly, body composition claims, weight loss, metabolic health, and what may be feasible, weight loss and body composition are presented as an area where marketing often runs ahead of evidence, so the book focuses on separating plausible mechanisms from exaggerated expectations. It discusses how light-based approaches are sometimes proposed to influence metabolism, inflammation, and recovery, which could indirectly support fat loss by improving training quality, sleep, and adherence. The author frames red light therapy as a potential adjunct rather than a replacement for calorie control, protein intake, movement, and strength training. Readers are encouraged to look for outcomes that can be tracked, waist measurements, performance markers, appetite signals, and recovery indicators, rather than expecting effortless fat loss from light alone. The book also addresses how protocols are sometimes designed for different goals, with distinctions between localized applications and whole-body exposure, and between wellness-oriented routines and performance-oriented routines. Importantly, it cautions that individual response can vary, and that underlying issues such as stress, poor sleep, and chronic inflammation may influence results. By placing body composition within a broader systems view, the guidance aims to prevent disappointment and help readers build a sustainable plan where light therapy supports, but does not substitute for, fundamentals. Fourthly, muscle gain, strength, and athletic performance, using light to support training. For performance-minded readers, the book explores how red light therapy is commonly used around workouts to potentially enhance readiness, reduce soreness, and improve recovery. The discussion centers on the idea that better cellular energy availability and reduced inflammatory burden may allow higher training quality over time. Rather than portraying light as a shortcut to muscle gain, the author positions it as a tool that might help athletes train more consistently by lowering the friction of fatigue and delayed onset muscle soreness. Practical variables are emphasized: timing sessions before or after training, targeting major muscle groups, and choosing exposure parameters that align with the goal of performance rather than relaxation. The book also calls attention to the risk of doing too much, since more is not always better in photobiomodulation. Readers are guided to evaluate progress using straightforward metrics like training volume tolerance, perceived soreness, range of motion, and sleep quality. The overall message is that the best use case is integrated programming. Red light therapy is layered onto a structured training plan, adequate protein and calories, and recovery practices, creating a compounding effect rather than a single magic intervention mindset. Lastly, inflammation, pain, and safety, protocols, device selection, and avoiding hype, a practical guide must address both potential benefits and responsible use, and this topic focuses on inflammation reduction, pain relief applications, and safety considerations. The book discusses how red and near-infrared light are often associated with modulating inflammatory signaling and supporting tissue repair, which can be relevant for joint discomfort, tendon issues, or general aches. It also emphasizes that outcomes depend on correct dosing, appropriate targeting, and consistent use. A major value of the guide is consumer protection. It helps readers think critically about device specifications, including wavelength ranges, irradiance claims, treatment area coverage, and build quality. It encourages skepticism toward vague promises and highlights the importance of transparent testing and realistic expectations. Safety considerations include avoiding eye exposure when appropriate, being cautious with heat and skin sensitivity, and considering medical context when dealing with serious conditions. The book positions red light therapy as generally non-invasive, but not automatically foolproof, especially when buyers are influenced by aggressive marketing. By combining practical protocols with a framework for evaluating products and claims, the reader is better equipped to use light therapy as a thoughtful part of a broader health strategy. In conclusion, this book is best for health-conscious readers, athletes, biohacking beginners, and wellness practitioners who want a clear, organized way to understand red light therapy and apply it without getting lost in marketing. It is also useful for people exploring non-invasive options for skin quality, recovery support, and day-to-day aches, provided they keep expectations realistic and treat the method as complementary to medical care and lifestyle fundamentals. The core benefit is decision-making clarity. Readers learn how photobiomodulation is commonly explained, why dosing and consistency matter, and how to build protocols that match specific goals, like appearance, performance, or inflammation management. That practical structure can improve daily life by reducing trial and error spending, helping users select appropriate devices, and encouraging measurable routines that fit into training and recovery plans. Compared to many similar books and online guides, it stands out by focusing on application details, consumer pitfalls, and a balanced interpretation of the field rather than pure enthusiasm. If you want a single resource that connects the science concepts to real purchasing and protocol choices, this is a strong candidate and a worthwhile buy. If you would like to support Ari Whitten MS, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.